Okay, you all. You know I'm a pharmacist, which means I'm a bit of a nerd, but in a good way. I just wanted to tell you about a few of my favorite things. Discount cards. Okay. So now one of my favorite discount cards is the GoodRx card. You can find these in your doctor's offices, right there on the counter at the pharmacy. If you don't have insurance or if you're underinsured and worried about the cost of your medication, the GoodRx program that's set up, you don't have to enter your life into online in order to get the discount. And I really find these helpful for lowering the cost of many commonly used medications, especially meds for chronic conditions. The brand name meds are usually still pretty on the high. They're usually pretty much on the high end. But I still find these really helpful for the uninsured and the underinsured. So I like the GoodRx cards, discount cards. Another really good discount card are the Single Care Rx. Again, you can find these oftentimes at the counter at the pharmacy, as well as at your doctor's offices. Sometimes when you're sitting in the waiting area, these cards will be right there available for you to pick up if you want to pick them up. And again, these are very helpful for the uninsured and the underinsured if you're worried about your copays. The only thing about using these cards is I want you all to realize if you do use the discount cards and you pay a copay, the monies that are spent on the medications that are used with these cards oftentimes does not go towards your deductible for your plan. So whatever plan you're carrying, if you decide to use a discount card, one of these, there's a 99% chance that the money spent on the medications you use on these cards will not go toward your deductible for your health plans. Because these will be separate. Okay? So I want to give you that heads up there. Oh, another website that I like is wellrx.com. You don't have to enter your entire life to get the discount. See, I'm very mindful about that because I don't like getting a bunch of junk mail in my email and whatnot. So be mindful when you're looking for different discount programs, exactly what they're asking you to enter in online, if they really are going to generate an actual discount for you. So these three that I've mentioned, I like, and they're not paying me to tell you that. You also want to see if your typical retail pharmacy, grocery store pharmacy, what we call those brick and mortar stores, you want to see if they have any discount programs, especially for seniors, when it comes to medication. Generic medication, the popular ones, are oftentimes at a good cash price. So you want to ask the store, the pharmacist, hey, what's the cash price for your commonly used generic medications? For example, like the metformin, the lisinopril, etc. There's tons out there. Just keep in mind that if you choose to go with the cash price for the medication, that will not count towards your deductible for your health plan. So you want to keep those things in mind when you're shopping for meds and shopping for prices, how these things can affect you in the long run. Also, for really pricey medications, you may want to look online. You want to put in the name of the medication and maybe in Google and look for a discount for those meds. They're called patient assistance programs. The best websites are the websites that usually have the drug name in the address for the link, or it has the name of the actual manufacturer of the drug in the link. Okay, let me show you a couple examples. Okay, so I'm using Januvia as my first example. There's no generic right now. You can see me put in the name of the drug, scroll down past anything marked sponsored, and look for www.januvia.com.
See coupon offer. It can't get any easier than that. Once you go into the website, you're going to need to review a couple things. If there is a terms and conditions link, you want to hit the button and review everything there. Remember, I told you, using a coupon or any type of savings may affect whether or not you can use your insurance. So you want to make sure how this will affect you. X out of that. And let's look for those savings. Now you're going to need to put in some of your information. That's pretty normal. Don't be alarmed. You may even have to accept a few cookies as well. Now for my next example, you can see me take a look at Rybelsus. Again, there's currently no generic on the market. It's a pretty pricey med. So I'm just grabbing that as an example. And finally, you'll see me look up Entresto. As I scroll down on the Entresto, I will pass by not only the sponsored links, but if you slow down the video a little bit, I'm also passing by those links that have Entresto in the name, but maybe with some additional letters next to it. I'm going to leave those alone and just go with the link www.entresto.com. As a matter of fact, I believe you can just click financial offer. And this is going to be a pretty common way to search for those expensive medications. All right, now, follow along, and now I'm moving on. Okay, goody. Let's review a few more of some of my favorite things.
Pill boxes. These help you track whether or not you took your medication that day. And it's especially helpful for those of us who have to take care of aging parents. And this one is helpful for patients that have problems with their fingers, like dexterity issues, popping things open and whatnot. And so you could just push this down and it pops right up. I love this one. Truth be told, I put some nail stuff in here. Okay, you know, I love it. It's one of my favorite ones. Real easy to use. Now I got this one from a store I won't name. And if you look real close, there's a gap here where the plastic meets with the lid. It's not that easy to open. It's kind of uneven. The other ones pop open when you pull it open. It's not one of my favorite ones. The gaps leave room for air, and air combined with your medication, especially if it's moisture, can promote your medication deteriorating early and whatnot. And so we don't want that. So this is not one of my favorite ones. And it's difficult to open. So we're going to skip that. Now, for patients that have a complicated drug regimen, this is one of my favorites. Honey, listen, we got morning, noon, evening, bed. I love how the morning is like yellow, and the noon is like, you better eat something by now, red. And the evening is blue for nighttime. And then the bed is purple for, ooh, lights out, honey, moonlight. So that's how I look at it, but it could just be me. So anyways, don't ignore my phone. So yeah, this one is really easy to pop open too. And they stay shut. Everything is flushed on the sides. So, and I like this one a lot. These pop open from the top, just to help you out there. This pop open from the center. So if you have a patient or a parent with really big fingers, I don't know if that's going to help, you know, with the ones that pop open from the top in this narrow space. But this is awesome. Like, this is one of my favorites. So you've seen two of my favorite pill boxes that I recommend to patients. Now, you know, we have people who are on the go and like to travel, and they always have an excuse that they left their medication at home. So if you're not on too many meds, you can always put your meds on the key ring. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. No excuses. Stop leaving your blood pressure meds at home. Look at that. This screws off at the top. You drop a few pills in here. Especially you men that's always on the go. I'm not being sexist. I'm just telling you what the men tell me on the phone. So, drop this on there. Put this on your key ring. I like this. This is one of my favorite things.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Drugs and Kisses with Dr. T. Remember, I'm giving it to you straight about your medication while offering you a dose of me on the side. And I can't wait to talk to you again. Don't forget to follow and subscribe, okay? All right. Have a beautiful day.